George, it's Rachel.
Rachel, the Rachel?
Yes, the Oscar-possessing Rachel.
Well, how are you? You're now calling in, huh?
Yes, George, you said a prayer on the radio for me the other night.
Yes, we did.
2 weeks ago. He left after that. I heard so many strange noises and growling, and he finally left, and he told me he always has the power to come back to me. But I'm so scared, George, because he said he's going to go into a local affiliate of Coast to Coast. And I heard him talking to this person, and he said he's going to possess this radio announcer. And he was telling everything about him and his girlfriend and everything else.
What city is this, Rachel?
In North Dakota, in Bismarck.
So he's going to try to possess now a talk show host in Bismarck, North Dakota?
Yes, a Coast to Coast affiliate.
My.
Oh, George, it's terrible.
Well, let's think of one thing first here, Rachel. He's left you.
He's left me, but he told me he's always going to be watching me, and he can come back.
Well, do you believe that?
Oh, George, he's awful. He is the right-hand man of Satan. I am convinced.
Well, let me ask you, were you aware that you had been possessed when he was there possessing you? I mean,
yes.
Did you have any remembrance of this at all?
You know, the minute he came inside of me, George, and the minute he left, I could feel it. It was just an awful, evil feeling. George, he would make me eat snakes and just rabid animals. It was horrible. He was just evil, and then he would laugh. It was just the most disgustingest thing, George.
Well, I'm glad, Rachel, he's gone. Now we've got to worry about this talk show host at this radio station.
And I'm so scared for him because he was talking to the father, and I could hear him talking outside my body. And he was saying everything about this radio announcer, and I don't know how he knew it all. He knew things about his girlfriend and their vehicles and everything.
That
was horrible.
Weird. Now, did this prayer, was that what finally got him to stop possessing you?
I think so. He told me that he cannot stand it because when that prayer was on, he was going crazy inside of me. He said he can't take it, and he was growling. You've heard him growl.
Oh, I've heard him growling. Let me tell you, you know, this then would be the second time only that something has worked on Oscar.
He's done so many exorcisms, and he said there were too many coast-to-coast listeners praying.
He's absolutely right, Rachel.
And wishing him out of me. And I think that's what did it.
Well, and let me stay strong then, Rachel. Stay strong. And as far as talk show host out there in North Dakota, we better warn him at our affiliate in Bismarck. I don't know who the individual is, Tommy, but you might want to let him know about that just to be on the safe side, okay? You never know.
Hey, George, how's it going?
It's going great. Where are you calling from?
Bismarck, North Dakota.
Oh, really? That's the same spot that Rachel said Oscar the Son of Satan was going to be.
That is correct. He has been calling me about once a week here at the local line on the studio.
Oh, you work at the affiliate up there?
Yes, I am the talk show host that he claims he's going to attempt to possess.
Oh, now we're talking about KFYR, right?
That is correct, yes.
So you're my affiliate, and you're the talk show host that he's coming after?
Well, one thing, Oscar, is incorrect. I'm not physically a talk show host. I'm just an announcer here.
Okay, you do fill in. You're like a board op guy, right?
Yeah, exactly. And I'm airing your program as we speak.
Now, tell me a little. What's your first name?
My first name's Mike.
All right, Mike, have you talked to Oscar?
Yes, the first time he called me was back on April 2nd during your show, and he's called me once a week ever since April 2nd on the Friday night, Saturday morning show.
I should have asked Rachel where she lived. Maybe she lives out in your neck of the woods.
I know she lives in North Dakota, but I've never been able to figure out what city.
Now, did he say that, Mike, did he say he was going to possess you?
He called me tonight about 2 hours ago and asked me if I wanted to be next, and then he hung up on me.
Hello, George.
Oh, you have it on tape.
No, George. I'm the son of a Satanist himself. I'm everywhere, George.
Hey, Oscar.
Just be advised, for those of you that think I'm not real, I'm proving I'm real.
Hey, Oscar.
Mike, where's he coming from? Is he in you?
No, he's been on the line since...
Oh, he's on the phone. I thought maybe... Scared the heck out of me, Mike. I thought he got you.
No. He is not possessing me.
So he's still hanging on the line there.
I don't know how he got into the phone conversation, but somehow he did. He didn't call here.
Satan, George.
I didn't answer the phone. He was just there.
You're my board op at KFYR in Bismarck, North Dakota, and
yes.
Oscar has somehow leaked his way into your phone system.
That is correct.
And there he is.
And I don't know if Oscar can hear me, but I would like to ask him a couple questions if he can.
Oscar, you're still there? Mike, it sounds like he's gone.
Yeah, he does that a lot whenever
Let me tell you something, my friend, and my trusty board op, protect yourself on that guy.
You got it.
All right, thanks, Mike.
Hey, you have a good night.
Appreciate that. This story is getting stranger and stranger and stranger. Tommy, you got to check this out. You, first of all, I don't doubt Michael's authenticity, but I want you to verify that that's him. And you do that Monday, you do that whenever you can, to see if there's a board out there named Michael. That is really strange. Now I'm getting a little scared.